I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We humans are not the only species capable of deception. Apparently, fiddler crabs are pretty good at it, too. That's what a team of Australian researchers concluded after studying how fiddler crabs grow and use their claws. BBC Science reporter Matt McGraw explains the findings.
The males particularly have one claw that's enlarged, and they use this one claw to attract mates and to fight off their love rivals when they're attracting those mates. Now, when these crabs get together and they fight over a love interest, sometimes one of the crabs loses the battle and gets a limb torn off, gets his big claw declawed, if you like. Now, these animals, luckily, they have the ability to regenerate these claws. But what the researchers in Australia have found is that in some species of fiddler crab, the regenerated claw is just a dummy. It's grown back, but there's nothing really there. So the crab has a, just look at him, has a big claw, but he doesn't have any strength in it. And what they do is they bluff. They show this big claw to other males. The other males think, oh, God, that guy's got a big one. I'll leave him alone. And they walk away from the fight. So it's an interesting example of animals being deceptive, bluffing, lying, deceiving each other even.
All right, so in a different part of the animal world, we might say this is big hat, no cattle.
Indeed.
But do the crabs have a choice as to whether they actually kind of will that big claw to be as big and intimidating and powerful looking as it is, even though it's kind of, I mean, you're saying it's empty?
It's lighter, it's toothless, it's not effective as a fighting tool. They don't really have much choice in it. This is something that's evolved down through the generations, I suppose. This defense mechanism obviously works for them in most cases, otherwise they wouldn't get to pass this evolutionary trait onward.
All right, now how about the dishonesty factor? I mean, this is obviously a kind of a human concept that we're dealing with here. So what makes it dishonest? Sounds like the crab is just kind of an unwitting recipient of this evolutionary gene.
I guess in some respects they are. I mean, they're not deliberately thinking, I will tell a lie here and I will pretend to have something that I'm not. But they are bluffing and they are getting away with it. And scientists are interested in this because it's so rare to come across a clear-cut example of when animals do something that's actually quite deceptive and, I suppose, does something that's actually quite human, if you like, in terms of the way they're behaving. When I see stories like this, I do love them because they do remind me that the universe is created in such a way as we're all perhaps learning from each other at certain times.
All right. BBC science reporter Matt McGraw in London, where he's pondering dishonesty in the animal kingdom. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Cheers, Lisa.